want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank the Lord this morning for giving us yet another time, another privilege to come so that we worship Him. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? If you have a prayer request, won't you raise your hand to the Lord? We don't do this as custom, but as the prophet was saying, you are opposing the power of gravity. It shows you have got faith in your God. It shows you've got confidence in the Maker. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning. Lord Jesus Christ, you knew before the foundation of the world exactly where each person will be, Father, this morning, O God. There is nothing that is surprising you. Lord, you knew it. You ordained it, Father. And Lord, we want to say thank you, Almighty Jehovah, for that, Lord. For Lord, we know all things work together for good. Lord Jesus Christ, because of that, Lord, we take comfort in that, Lord. We want to thank you, Almighty Jehovah, even for the confidence that you bestowed on us, Lord. That, Father, we could live in this end time, oh God. That we could also believe in the end time message, oh God. It takes your confidence, Lord, on your children. We want to say thank you, Father, for that, Lord. How we commit the service in your hands, come speak to your children, Lord. As we surrender the service, Lord, Father, Lord, God, your children will be raising their hands. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, may you attend to each hand that has been raised, O God, and provide, Lord Jehovah, in as much as being requested, Lord. Because we can never, Lord, even if everyone has lifted his or her hand, Lord, I know it is possible, Lord, that you can supply all, because we can never finish you. We thank you. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we also commit the reading of the word and also the preaching of the same in your hands, the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a privilege this morning that we are here to hear of the word of God. Amen. We also just want to thank you, those that are contributing to the welfare of saints, to say God bless you, and may he abundantly restore. God bless you. Shall we raise to our feet and read the scripture? Job 1:7-12. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May you take your seats. Glory be to God. Maybe in the various places where you are, if we could just give a powerful hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Satan should know exactly on whose side you are in. Glory. By God's grace, we want to talk about this morning, that God has confidence in you. Amen. We are saying God has confidence in you. So the meaning of the word confidence, it is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. So this is what confidence is all about. So we are saying this morning, God has confidence in you. Not somebody else, but in you. Now, as human beings, we have confidence in our families. We have confidence in our children. And also, ordinarily, a good child would not want to break the confidence that his parents have on him or her. So he would want to maintain that confidence level. And also, in our natural realm, that confidence is normally built on past or prior experience or performance. In other words, we are saying it is historic in nature. You look at what somebody did in past, and then you then draw your conclusion in saying, can I put my confidence in this person or should I not? For example, you might have lent money to somebody or to a brother or a sister, and then that was the last time you saw that money. Now, you even draw your conclusion in terms of your confidence levels. So you don't have confidence to say, if I give money to this brother or to this sister, it will come back. So on your child, you also look at your child and say, this one, when you give instructions, the instruction is done well. You also receive good reports from maybe from the teachers. From boy, is so good. Your girl, she listens. And you build your confidence in that child. Now, even if that child says now after school she wants or he, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. This is only natural, brother and sister. Yes, because as human beings, we are finite. We can only depend on past experience to build up even our confidence levels. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, yes, we should live right in order for the next person to build confidence in you. Children, you should live right in order for your parents to build confidence in you. They are finite. They are human beings. They see, they build their perception on what they see. These are human beings. But praise be the name of the Lord. God is not limited to prior or past performance. No. Him being God, he knows the end from the beginning. Glory be to God. If God was going to use him, why? Because we were all born in sin, shaped iniquity, and came into this world speaking lies. So if it is a matter of past performance, we are all doomed. But praise be the name of the Lord. God does not look at that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He looks at, he knows the end from the beginning. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, look at even in Job, the scripture that we read. Hallelujah. God knew to say, Job, yes, he can depend on me. He will hold strong on the word of God. Glory be to God. Because God knew the end of Job right even before the story began. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to believe we are aware of the issue of Jacob. Jacob, yes, he was younger than his elder brother Esau. But what did God say? Hallelujah. The elder shall save the younger. Hallelujah. He knew the end of Jacob. If you look at it that way, brother and sister, God knew already. If he didn't know, he was going to say, Esau, being the firstborn, yes, was going to be the one who was going to get the blessings. But praise be the name of the Lord. God knew exactly that the blessings were supposed to go to Jacob. And look at it this way, brother and sister. Jacob was a trickster. He stole the birthright. In fact, it was mommy and son. They devised a way in order to get them blessings. The story, you know, the blessings Jacob got from their father, Isaac. And when his elder brother Esau heard about it, he thought he was going to kill him. And Jacob ran away. Now, look at a trickster running away, but God met him. While his blood red in his hands, God met him. When he was asleep, a stone for a pillow, Jacob's ladder. What was happening? Angels ascending and descending. But this is a trickster. He is running away from his evil deeds. But God said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, if it was somebody, a human being, making the verdict, I tell you, brother, Jacob was doomed. Oh, but praise be the name of the Lord. He went to Laban. His mesh he met. But glory be to God. God spoke to him again to say, go back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And with a lot of blessings, he was coming. And again, he met the angel of the Lord. He had a wrestling match with the angel of the Lord until he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. This is a trickster, brother and sister. But God had confidence in this trickster. Why? God knows the end from the beginning. God has confidence in you, brother and sister. You were born in sin, shed iniquity. While least you are wearing your shorts, while least you are wearing, going in the wrong ways, drinking even those things that's not supposed to be drunk by human beings. Or while least you were even in the cold seasons, but you were going down in the streets at night. But God knew this one. And he put his confidence in you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Yes, you could be too, doing exactly the same sin. But God said, I put my confidence in this one. While you were doing your things, glory be to God. That's God for you. He knows the end from the beginning. And he is not limited to past performance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abraham, our father, we are well acquainted with him. Hallelujah. He was an idol worshiper. He was worshiping idols the same way with his brothers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, but God chose him only. He was told to say, the Bible says, he was told, get thee behind. Get thee out of your kindred. Go out, get out of your country, hallelujah, to a land that God was going to show him, hallelujah. But this, he was talking to an idol worshiper. So if God was basing his decision or his confidence on past performance, Adam or Abraham, he was doomed. But praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nahor and Haran were left out. They were idol worshippers, just the same as their brother Abraham. And even Terah, their father, he was also an idol worshipper. But God had confidence in Abraham and spoke to Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The reason is God saw the future of Abraham. And God told Abraham to say, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Oh, and I can hear God talking again to this idol worshiper to say, I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. He is talking to an idol worshiper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. An idol worshiper, he is being told, he is being promised to say, you shall be a blessing. If we can fast forward it, 25 years, Abraham waited for his son Isaac to come on the scene. And Isaac came, and then God asked Abraham to say, sacrifice your son. Hallelujah. So, brother, it's not an issue about being the firstborn. Or if it was an issue of being firstborn, brother and sister, Esau, yes, God will put confidence in him. Even also, in this instance, Ishmael was the firstborn, but God put confidence in Isaac. God said, go sacrifice your only son, Isaac. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then when he went to sacrifice Isaac, now look, God knew exactly to say, when I ask something of this Abraham, he will deliver, he will do. I have confidence in him. Hallelujah. Glory. And then Isaac was taken to be sacrificed. And Abraham, full of faith, he obeyed God. He was going to sacrifice his boy. Oh, but then God sent an angel and said, because thou have done this thing, if not withheld thy son. That's when we hear that in blessing, I will bless thee, in multiplying thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand at the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Glory be to God. Why? Because God had confidence in Abraham. And Abraham also had confidence in God. Glory be to God. So as God is having confidence in you, you should also put your confidence in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God putting confidence in man. God putting confidence in you. You have to put your confidence in him. Glory be to God. Oh, I'm thinking of Jeremiah. God even spoke, before I formed thee in thy belly, before I knew thee, and before thou came out of thy womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet. Glory be to God. So, it is God does not deal his decision on past performance. So, even before Jeremiah came into this world, already God had put his confidence in him. He was already ordained a prophet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Before even, brother, April 6, 1909, glory be to God. Behold, I will send you Elijah before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of fathers to children and hearts of children back to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So, yes, before April 6th, brother and sister, hallelujah, God already had put confidence in the prophet. Hallelujah. The prophet had no choice, brother and sister. He could have said, I want to go this way, but God knew even before the 6th of April, brother and sister, that yes, I put my confidence in this messenger of the hour. Glory be to God. So brother and sister, God also put his confidence in you. Glory, hallelujah. God put confidence in you, my sister. Yes, to say they could be long in coming, them brothers, but God has confidence in you to say you are going to remain put even when the Jebusites come. But God has confidence in you, and he has given you something that you are going to be resolute and say, I will stand for the truth. I will stand for the word of God, because God has put that confidence in you. Hallelujah. Even when a dirty deal comes your way, so lucrative it is, but you say, God has got confidence in me, because he has a confidence in me. I am not going to take this shady deal. I will let it pass. My deal, which is right, which is straight, is coming. Hallelujah. Because God has got confidence in you, and you also have got confidence in your God, brother and sister, your opportunity is coming. Wait for it, is coming, and God will ensure it will come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the scripture we read, God is declaring his confidence in Job. He is not wavering, but he is declaring. In fact, we can say God was boasting. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Something is just coming up here as well. God is having a discussion with the evil one, Satan. He is talking to Satan, the evil one, the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. So on that basis, brother and sister, you can see, you can make sure, you can pick from there. It is unscriptural for somebody to say, I don't talk to brother so-and-so, I don't talk to sister so-and-so, hallelujah. If God could talk to the devil, God having a conversation with the evil one to say, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. Brother and sister, no wonder why the Bible says, love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Glory be to God. Imagine God having a discussion with the enemy. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, maybe we just go back. And the Lord, verse 8, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, and one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Hallelujah, brother and sister. Does God, or can God say the same words about you? Can God say the same words about me? That's the question we need to ask one ourselves, brother and sister. To say, yes, God has the confidence in me. So, brother and sister, if God has confidence in you, we should live perfect. You should be an upright man. You should fear God, and you should eschew evil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God talking to the devil. God, yes, showing that he has confidence in Job. Glory be to God. I want to believe God knew exactly that Job was not going to disappoint him. He had all the confidence in Job. Hallelujah. And Job also had that confidence in God. Hallelujah. And look at it, brother and sister. The devil thought, because Job was rich, because Job had children, because Job had everything, therefore, that's the reason why he is worshiping God. Hallelujah. Oh, there are some people, yes, who are rich, they worship God. But there also are some people who are rich, they don't worship God. There are some people who are poor, they worship God. Some people who are poor, they don't worship God. So brother and sister, having money, having no money, being rich, being poor, has nothing to do with Christianity. It's nothing to do with worshiping God. It is just the grace of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, somebody, a rich man, yes, will go to heaven. Hallelujah. While a poor man can go to hell. Yes, a rich man can go to hell, while a poor man can go to heaven. Hallelujah. So, brother, it has to be with the confidence God has in you. Glory be to God. This is the grace of God. God giving you the grace to say yes, with money or without money, praise God anyway. Hallelujah. Shoes or no shoes, praise God anyway. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, yes, Job. God had the confidence in Job. So, Job, he had everything. He was the richest man in the East. So, God said yes to Satan. You can go take away everything. Only his life you keep. Only his life you spare. And the devil went. Oh, and you know, devil, he works overtime. Quick. He came. So from being a rich man to being a pauper in the shortest possible time, he lost completely everything. Hallelujah. But God had confidence in Job. Hallelujah. Job also had the confidence in his maker. We are looking for brothers this morning. We are looking for sisters this morning. Who said, come whatever. Oh, I still gonna hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, brother. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, sister. Time is no more. Hallelujah. Oh, brother. We have come from far. We are so close to the finishing line. How can you now give up, brother? Hallelujah. This way, brother, you were walking even when it was raining, coming to church. Now we are so close, you want to give up. Oh, it is painful. I'm just thinking, brother, they are in the rural areas. When people, they go to the wells to fetch water, maybe it could be a kilometer or 2 kilometers away, fetching water in a bucket. Imagine a 20-liter bucket you put on top of your head, the woman, and they are carrying. Maybe 2 meters or 3 meters away after carrying it, she's three bucket falls. Yes, she'll feel bad to say my water is fallen down or my bucket has fallen down. But because she had only made two or three steps, she can just pick the bucket and put some more water and then go back home. Look at a situation whereby she has traveled out of the 2 kilometers, maybe she has traveled 1.8 or 1.9 kilometers. She is so close to the reaching area and then she's tripped and the bucket falls down and the water is spilled. It is painful, brother and sister. So what are we saying, brother and sister? We are so close to the coming of the Lord to give up. It's too late, brother. Tell the devil, it's too late for me to give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. The finishing line is so close. Hallelujah. The people, they are whistling. Say, come on, brother. Come on, sister. We are so close. Hallelujah. A Jebusite comes. Oh, brother and sister. They are saying, come on, sister. Come on, brother. Hallelujah. So, brother, we hold on. Hallelujah. Even a married person. Hallelujah. Oh, they are saying, come on, brother. Come on, couple. Hallelujah. Be the light. Be such an example of couples that stand with the word of God in this dying world. So evil and age it is, but arise and shine, for thy light has come. Hallelujah. Though there is gross darkness, brother, there is also a promise. God has got confidence that you are going to arise and shine, brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God so much. Glory to God. The prophet tells us a story of an architect. There was a bridge that was supposed to be built in Australia. So it was, yes, in a sea. So a call for architects or bridge builders, attempted at memorials of God. We'll start reading from paragraph 119. So just yes. So people, the architects, they said, no, we cannot do it. It cannot be done. It's not strong to sustain or to hold the bridge. So everybody, bridge builders, architect, they say it is not possible. Until one young architect, a bridge builder, he said, I can do it. Hallelujah. Then the mayor of the city say he had a conversation with him to say, do you know also that your reputation is at stake if you say you can do it and you fail to do it? And he said, yes, I know my reputation is at stake, but I have got confidence in my work. And he was given the tender to build that bridge. 119, the prophet, let's hear from it. So the other architects now, they were coming to him. You know, people, they always want to say bad things. They don't have the confidence. And so they want to discourage you. But this architect, I like this bridge builder. He could not listen to what other people are saying. They were failures anyway because they failed to build. And how could a failure or a failing person try to bring or advise somebody? Hallelujah. The architects all stand around and say, as soon as any vibration hits that bridge, she will go right straight down. It will be dangerous. No insurance company will give him insurance on it. He didn't need any insurance. Glory. Look at the confidence this architect had. He said, I don't need insurance because my bridge will hold. Hallelujah. He had confidence. He must test it because his reputation is at stake. Certainly it is. And if he did hold, it will be a memorial. That's the reason I know the old time God, heartfelt salvation, will hold. The reputation of Christ is at stake. Hallelujah. Also, the reputation of God or Christ is at stake. Oh, no wonder why he has so much confidence in you. No wonder why he has got lots of confidence in this young brother, in this young sister. Because his confidence, his reputation is at stake. So he will ensure, brother and sister, he will do whatever it takes to ensure you line up. So brother, you better line up. Hallelujah. If you don't, God might even bring sickness to ensure that you line up. Hallelujah. God might even bring that you even lose your job in order for you to line up. Hallelujah. So, brother, be sure you're going to line up. Hallelujah. You better line up when you have got your job. You better line up when you have got even your health. So, brother and sister, God is not going to lose you. He has got confidence in you. But, yes, your salvation, you are not going to lose it, brother. But you might lose the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. So it is up to you, brother and sister, to ensure that your salvation, which is guaranteed, you have it, but accompanied with it is the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. But to some, if you don't want, brother, yes, your salvation, you have it, but you will not be accompanied by the joy. Oh, glory be to God. So it is up to you, brother, to line up the word. Hallelujah. Yes, to follow exactly what the word says. Hallelujah. So that, hallelujah, God, yes, for sure, he will not lose you because already he has confidence in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Reason I know that old time God had first salvation. Hallelujah. The reputation of Christ is at it. He will not give us something to build a church out of, not man-made theology, not upon some school experience, seminary, as they wanted to do, it's more than to educate preachers. The real preacher comes from the seminary of God's grace. Hallelujah. With the God of his grace. Hallelujah. That's right. It will hold. God has confidence in you. Hallelujah. That's where we got our subject this morning. Hallelujah. we got confidence in him. Hallelujah. So God having confidence in you and you having confidence in him. Then this man said, I will not ask no one, but said, I will go myself. Hallelujah. So the bridge has been built. Hallelujah. So this day, it was day of showing or showcasing the bridge. So the architect or the bridge builder said, I will not ask somebody to go and do it or do to showcase. I will go myself. Hallelujah. The mayor said, the mayor of the city walked out and said, Mr., I certainly have confidence in your bridge. Hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah. So the mayor also had confidence in this bridge that this architect had built. The rail company called up and said, sir, we have got confidence in your bridge. Hallelujah. Said, if you have got confidence in my bridge, bring out four full locomotives. Set them on the bridge. If you have got confidence, follow me. If you believe is tested and tried, you believe it, come, go with me. And many people wrote him letters to see his courage that men looks for him. So that's what men looks for, is men of courage, not a little washy something. Hallelujah. If you think you've got, you by going to church and saying amen once in a while and shouting a little bit, put your name in the book and go back and live like the devil. Your own words prove who you are, what you are. Your character has proved it out. Hallelujah. In the Christianity or Christian means Christ-like. You got to live like Christ. Hallelujah. You got to speak like Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when temptations come, you say, it was Christ standing right in my shoe. How would we have treated this situation? Glory be to God. The world wants to see men that's courageous. Somebody with courage who will stand out as a memorial of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That's right. Hallelujah. So that grace, hallelujah, should stop your lying. That grace should stop your unclean living. Hallelujah. Because you know God has got confidence in you. Brother and sister, look at a child. If a child knows mama or daddy has confidence in me, oh, that child naturally will try to live right, will try also to walk right, to say, if my parents have got confidence in me, I don't want to disappoint my parents. Hallelujah. If a natural person, a natural son, a natural daughter will not want to disappoint his parents, oh, brother and sister, how much more you, brother and sister, God sent his only begotten son to die for you on the cross of Calvary, that you will live right, that you walk right, that even if sickness comes, you could stand and say, oh, stand still, this sickness has to go. Why? Because God has got confidence in you, and you also have got confidence in God. Praise be the name of the Lord. 132, at the day when the bridge started, the rest of them come, said, get ready, get your cameras ready. And the newsman said, because that bridge will fall. Don't worry on what people say, brother and sister. As long as God has got confidence in you, all whatever they say of you will crumble. It will crumble because God has got confidence in you. And he will ensure that you overcome. Hallelujah. That young fellow walked out on the bridge, set his car down, looked back down, seen the mayor there waving to him. He looked and seen tens of thousands of footmen standing back there, ready to march with him. He said, band, glory, hallelujah. Brother, when the bands went playing, the whistles went blowing, the horns went on going. I mean, that was awful vibration taking place. But he walked right across that bridge and she never moved. Hallelujah. Why? He took the forefront. Because if she was going to fall, let him go with it. And Christ, Jesus Christ, came from heaven, the glory, from glory down here, to build a church. And the material that he's putting in is time-tested. Hallelujah. So it's time-tested, brother and sister. The material that's put in you, brother, it was tested. It's not going to fall. So brother and sister, God has all the confidence in you. Hallelujah. You might come to the altar and make a confession, but when he finds the blowholes, everything else, world has blown the marks on you and so forth, you cannot stand. He just pitches you to one side. God wants a time-tested church, not somebody, not a Christian today, and a backslider tomorrow. Oh, in and out, up and down. He can't bless you nowhere. So brother and sister, be resolute to say, I will serve my Lord. Me and my house, we shall worship the Lord. But he's got a church that's tested, went through the trials, through the losses, through sickness, through sorrow, through death, and still stand with a testimony. That's the man, yes, that's the man he's looking for. I don't care even if you are a pauper. I don't care if you are a beggar. I don't care if you are a rag picker. Whatever you are, God puts that test in you. He's looking for the time-tested memorial. Hallelujah. God has the confidence in you, brother and sister. Because he has the confidence in you, you will make it, brother. Don't fear, brother. Hallelujah. We are so happy, brother, that God put confidence in you. He has confidence in you, my sister. So don't give up. Don't despair. Don't worry. God has confidence in you. If he has confidence in you, he will ensure that even through that sickness that you are passing through, he will give you a way of escape. He will give you the power to soldier on. Hallelujah. You could be a loafer. Nothing on the table. But brother, God has confidence in you. He will ensure, remember he said, he will take care of the children of Israel on the journey when they were moving from Egypt to Canaan, to the promised land. If he took care of them, brother, he has got confidence in you. He will also take care of you, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, look, brother, the reason is we also don't want to put confidence in our God. But God is saying we should have confidence in him. Oh, look at a crying child, a baby, rather, a crying baby. When mama comes, got a hold of that baby. She is crying in the hands. So what does mama do? She raises her up, throws her right into the sky, throw her in the air. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. And maybe the third or fourth throw, you will see the child or the baby, she will stop crying, put on a smile. Why? Because baby has got confidence in mama. She says, she has the confidence to say, mama won't let me fall to the ground. Glory be to God. This is the same thing you should do also, brother. When God is throwing you right in the air, it could be sickness. It could be kicked out of your job. Anything, whatever it is, it could be a painful experience not being married after such a long time. Yes, God is throwing you right into the air, but have the confidence. Have the confidence in the maker. Have the confidence in your God to say, God, if you threw me into the air, he's going to catch me. Hallelujah. And for sure, God will catch you because he has the confidence in you. He has the confidence in you, my sister. He has the confidence in you, my brother. Oh, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Where you are not able to help yourself, brother, this is the time to say, Lord, I want to thank you for your confidence in me. Oh, you careful, say, these Egyptians, whom you see, you shall see them again no more. Brother and sister, God put that confidence in you. Hallelujah. Look at Martha and Mary, their brother dead. All days right, yes, buried, but God had the confidence. And Martha, they are not going to scold at me to say when Jesus came, they didn't even say, oh, pastor, for we sent message to say, your friend, you did not come. Oh, glory be to God. But God had the confidence to say, God is looking for people to say, even in trials, in temptations, they will still hold on to him. Hallelujah. God will make sure that he will give you something to overcome with. Glory be to God. God is not a man that he should lie. Or say, he said, I will build a church without spot or wrinkle. He is putting his confidence in you, brother and sister. You will have no spot or wrinkle. Why? Because God has got his confidence in you. We want to thank God. So today we want to say, Lord, I want to thank you for all the confidence that you have on me. And you are also saying, Lord, because you have got confidence in me, I am going to I'm resolute. I want to live until you come to take home. Hallelujah. Jump away. Even this architect on the bridge, he said, come on. He was on the forefront. Brother, we are waiting. Soon and very soon, he is coming. Oh, from oh, with a shout, with the trumpet archangel. He will come. He will say, come on, my children. All those who had confidence in him are going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Brother, it matter. Graffiti. Supposed to bring people, but we don't even want to know what we know. He has confidence in us. We have confidence in him. We are going to go. We will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and we'll meet with him right in the air. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. I pray that the Lord will deliver you. Stand, because the Lord has got confidence in you. Let's raise our feet. And we want to pray. As we thank him at the various places you are, if you have got a request, as we pray, also you pray from that side. So we want to thank God to say, thank you, Lord Jehovah. If he gave you sickness, we want to say, Lord, I want to thank you because you have the confidence that I'm going to hold on and a testimony is coming out of my healing because God has the confidence. Brother and sister, Job, his end, you know, it was more glorious. Hallelujah. Because God had confidence in him. And it's in God. I believe as we pray, no amount of devils has confidence in us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want this morning, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, I remember, Lord, there were those 10 lepers, yes, they were healed, oh God. But only one person, a stranger, came back to say thank you. Oh, mighty Jehovah, you also even said, how many were healed? Why only this stranger is coming back to say, Lord, we want to say thank you, almighty Jehovah, for putting that confidence in us, almighty Jehovah. Lord, we are so thankful. Lord, for that confidence. Lord, we are also declaring, Lord, to say, Father, we have confidence in you. We have confidence in your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jehovah, for sending Malachi for our way. And thank you, Lord Jehovah, for making us believe in the word and the message of the hour, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, I commit your children, Father, in the various places, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, they could be passing through difficult times. Lord, whatever situations could be, Lord, but Father, thank you, Lord God, for giving the confidence in us that we are going to sail through, even healing, Lord Jehovah, which is children's bread. Father, I don't fear for you, oh God, Lord Jesus Christ, because I know already you took the stripes, oh God, the stripes you already you received. You said, by my stripes, we are healed, oh God. Father, the stripes you received, Lord Jehovah, our healing also we received. Lord, Satan cannot stand ahead of our healing, for we claim our healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty Jehovah, Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us the power to speak. And Lord Jesus Christ, we speak, Almighty Jehovah, even our healing, Almighty Jehovah. Almighty Jehovah, we are adopted sons, adopted children, adopted sisters. Lord God, what do they do? Their word is just as good as the Father. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. Lord, thanking you, oh God, that Father, you gave the confidence on us, Father. That Father, wherever we sign, oh, whoever we hire is hired. Whoever is fired is fired. We thank you, we appreciate it. We commit the week ahead, Lord, in your hands. Lord, be with us. Bless us. Bless your children. Protect them, Lord. And be, Lord God, Jehovah, that provides all our needs, Lord, needs. We want to thank you as we surrender, commit, Lord Jehovah. Lord God, forgive our sins and trespasses, Lord. Were we not living right? Lord Jesus Christ, speak to our hearts, Lord. Father, Lord God, and that we make things right, Heavenly Father. This is, Father, Lord God, for us, oh God, to wait for your soon coming. But we want to thank you. Bless us, Lord, as we surrender, Lord, in your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, as we thank you, my Lord. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you. I want to thank the Lord today. Let's go. Walk tall. Remember, confidence in you. Also have confidence in yourself. You'll make it. Whatever you do, tell the enemy to say, I will make it. Because the awesome God, he has got confidence in you. God bless you. Let's continue loving one another. Because above everything, love one another. I want to tell you, I love you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. Shalom.